What time do we have?
I was gonna go back.
6:32?
I have four.
6:34?
Yep.
Okay, we're gonna call the meeting to order. Spring Valley Town Advisory Board, December 14th, 6:30 PM. Welcome, everyone, and we first would like to wish all of you a very happy holiday, a safe and prosperous new year on behalf of the board. And with that, we will start with a call to with the Pledge of Allegiance. I'm sorry.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I could hardly hear you, so I was ahead of you. Sorry. Wasn't in sync. And roll call, please.
All four board members are here tonight. Brian Morris is excused. We got Lorna from Current Planning and Mike Shannon from Commissioner Jones' office.
Thank you. Thank you for being here tonight. And now is the time for public comment. If anyone is here to speak on any item, you may speak. Do so now. However, we will hear. Allow for public comment at each after each agenda item so that the applicant has an opportunity to speak on the item and possibly answer whatever questions you may have or raise some other questions or concerns you may have. So with that, is there anyone that would like to speak at this time? Seeing and hearing none, we will move to item number 3, approval of minutes for November 30th. Hopefully you've all had a chance to review the minutes. Can I get a motion on the on the minutes?
Move to approve.
Okay, you heard the motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes unanimously.
Just to be noted that there is a date change in regards to, I've already pointed it out to Carmen. I put 2020 instead of 2021 when I'm writing, so she'll make that correction.
Oh, okay. Where was that? I guess I missed it. I guess I looked it too.
It was under announcements.
Yeah.
Okay. And now we will move to approval of the agenda. Can I have a motion on the agenda?
Move to approve.
Heard the motion. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That motion passes unanimously. And we move to informational items. Michael, do you have any announcements for us today?
I just want to make sure everybody that's in attendance knows that we will be canceling the December 28th town board meeting.
Great. And with that, we move into planning and zoning. Do we have an applicant here for item number 1? Okay, great. Let me read that into the record while you prepare. We're going to hear item number 1, which is you as an uncle, C as in Charlie, number 210656, American Management Invest, LLC. This is a use permit for on-premise consumption of alcohol, beer, and wine in conjunction with a billiards hall on 2.1 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Jones Boulevard, 300 feet north of Spring Mountain Road within Spring Valley. This is in Commissioner Justin Jones' district. And it will come before the Planning Commission on January 4th of 22 for possible action. And with that, if you could give us your name and spell it and your address, you can begin.
Great, thank you. Jennifer Gaynor, G-A-Y-N-O-R, address J. Gaynor Law, 1810 South 7th Street, Las Vegas, 89104. I am here on behalf of the applicant, Chu-Wan Ma, to request that use permit. As noted, we do need to reduce the separation from residential use to allow for that. So there was previously a use permit for the same use at this property. And that one, it did have a one-year review on it. And due to a misunderstanding, they missed the one-year review. So that use permit lapsed. So we're here to request the same thing again that they had previously. And let me know, and this is in conjunction with use as a billiards hall. And I'll note that the current tenants, they're having trouble, you know, paying their rent, making any money without the beer and wine, which goes very well with the billiards hall use.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And with that, is there any public comment on this item? Okay, seeing and hearing none, we'll go to the board. Catherine, do you have any questions or comments on this applicant?
Not really. I familiar with Brian Chinatown.
Right.
And even in that shopping center, there were a number of restaurants also serve alcohol. But there too, so. Now, what is the closest resident behind the shopping center? Was there some
behind it, I believe.
They're due east on the other side of the bridge wall behind the shopping center.
Yes.
You mean across from Spring Mountain, right?
No, due east. The shopping center is on the east side of Spring Mountain, mm-hmm. and the residences are due east directly behind
it.
Right. Behind that shopping center.
Yes.
Behind this shopping center.
Yeah, on along Grand North.
Yeah, and the main entrance is in the front, and there's no entrance for customers from the back.
So, in the back, there is pretty much just trash.
Service entrances.
And so there's no drinking or no outside dining.
No, nothing like that. And there is an outdoor patio space in the front, but they do not use it for eating and drinking, and they're not requesting to use it. But that's on the other side in the front.
I know, that is a very busy shopping center.
Yeah.
Sometimes, especially dinner time, hard to find a parking space there too. So there's no way that they can drink on the outside patio. So,
it'd be too crowded, yeah.
Yeah, very crowded shopping center. So anyway, that's my comment. I don't have any other questions.
Thank you.
Okay, John?
None for me, thank you.
Okay, Rodney?
None for me.
Okay. And so previously, the approval, because of the proximity to the homes, mm-hmm. There was no hard liquor sales, and I see that staff is recommending beer and wine sales only. Mm-hmm. So that would take care of that. However, I don't see in here no gaming or no live entertainment because you're so close to those
and
homes.
And we're not requesting to have gaming or live entertainment, so
okay.
That would be fine.
So you wouldn't have a problem with those conditions?
No.
Okay.
Yes. Staff looked at those conditions from when this was originally approved from the prior, and we found in working with business license that there was no reason to reinstate those conditions for this type of site and this type of use.
Well, we would have concerns as a town board around the live entertainment, particularly.
Just so you understand.
Okay. Thank you. For those reasons. Okay. And that makes sense. My only concern, at least for me, I don't know how my colleagues feel, but I would have some concerns if we were going to have any live entertainment, especially outside. I'm okay with not with doing away with the one-year review because if there was some problems, then I'm sure someone would have let us know. Have you had any complaints or
any?
Okay.
2 years on when I wrote the staff report, so I'm very familiar with
okay.
All of the history. We did a lot of back and forth when we were going through the pre-submittal process. And live entertainment would be not a part of this since this applicant has no live entertainment inside of the building is permissible. Live entertainment talks about under the definitions is for things that are audible outside of the building. So if they wanted to have somebody singing, you know, guitar or something like that, or have music inside, so long as it's not amplified on the outside of mm-hmm. the business and they don't keep their doors open, that would be permissible.
Yeah.
And then I talked about Prime, and I talked about CC Pro, and their fifth
one. Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, so for me, Mike, I would want to add a condition down that there would be no outside dining or drinking or entertainment
okay.
outside, and that would take care of my only concern. I could do away with a review. So with that, I'd like to make a motion for approval, unless anybody else has anything else. I'd like to make a motion for approval with staff conditions with the addition of no outside dining or drinking or entertainment. And with that, is there any discussion on that motion?
Yes.
Okay, seeing none. All those in favor then, we'll call for the question. All those in favor for the motion, for that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. And that passes unanimously. Okay, so you don't have to come back for another review.
Thank you, Lorna.
And do we have an applicant here for item two?
Yep.
Okay, great. Let me call, read it into the record. Item number two, D as in David, R as in Robert, number 210659, USA and County of Clark, PK and COMM lease. Design review for the expansion of an existing public park at Desert Breeze Park on a portion of 150 acres in a PF public facilities zone, generally located on the west side of Cimarron Road and the south side of Spring Mountain Road within Spring Valley and Commissioner Justin Jones' district, and it will come before the Board of County Commissioners on January 5th for possible action. And with that, if you could give us your name and spell it and address, you can begin.
Yeah, my name is Matt Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M. Address is 1800 Horizon Ridge Parkway, Henderson, Nevada. I'm with SLA Land Architects. We're the design consultants working with RPM on this project. It's a 17-acre expansion on the Desert Breeze Park, just south of this building here. Consists of five baseball fields. Four of them are Little League fields. One is an adaptive use field. There's a small playground, a restroom, parking spaces to about 170 spaces. And then there is a maintenance facility that will service the entire park as well.
Great. And is that the picture? Do you want to show us so we can kind of see?
Yeah, so four Little League fields, the adaptive use fields in the middle. Just orient yourself to, this is Cimarron. The community center's up here, so we're just south of the parking lot. Just one parking lot with 170 spaces off of Kitsilne Parkway. There's no access, drivable access off of Cimarron. The maintenance facility will go in right next to the future event site. Further south.
I was going to ask about that building. Would you?
Yeah, so the event site, the future event site, is actually in this area.
Okay. So, no, we've seen this diagram before, when it came before us before. Not that particular diagram, but the idea of where everything was going to be. So, do you have any idea when that's... I'm sorry. Let me open that to public comment. Is there anyone that would like to make a comment on this? I'm assuming you're done with your presentation.
Yeah.
Any other comments from anyone from the public? Okay, hearing none, we'll go to the board. I just was going to say that, ask a question. When do you think those fields and so forth will be in? I'm just curious.
Right now, the schedule is a little up in the air. It's dependent upon a BLM lease. So we don't have a timeline on that yet.
Okay. All right. Rodney?
No questions.
John?
I love the fact that all this stuff is happening. I think it's great. I have a question, and it's in no way, it's not all negative, but I'm just trying to, a question came up in my mind. Do I understand that when we're planning park facilities, that our two townships are considered as like one area, that is Enterprise and Spring Valley, we're southwest? And where I'm headed is, I'm just curious how you decide what goes here versus what goes at the Southwest Park, which is on the border and serves both townships.
We don't get involved in the planning. I don't know if you want to comment on that one.
If you guys aren't, that's fine. I was just
going to say, I can help answer this particular project.
Yeah.
We had a very unique opportunity that came forward on this particular project.
Yeah, and that's why I'm in no way questioning this one. Yeah.
Yeah, Commissioner Brown, before he left office, it was always his dream of building a facility such as this with an all-inclusive field for handicapped children.
Yeah.
He had been working on it with the city of Las Vegas for a number of years, trying to get something done, given that a large portion of his district lies within the city boundaries.
Sure.
He continued to, hit some roadblocks and was worried that perhaps this might not ever come to fruition if he was leaving office. He subsequently contacted myself and Commissioner Jones and said, if you guys will commit to doing this at Desert Breeze, that then he would move $18 million out of that district. So $18 million were pushed to District F, and Commissioner Jones said, if we can build a high-quality facility with monies that you're pushing over, then we're going to do it.
Which really doesn't help serve his former district.
Yeah, it's going to provide for people all over the valley. But he didn't want to leave it for chance that maybe it might not ever get done, and he knew if Commissioner Jones committed to it, he'd do it.
Thanks.
So that's how it got cited.
It's a great project. I'm really excited to see it. But I was just curious how we decided where the here versus there. Thank you. That's all.
Catherine?
Can you bring a little bit closer?
Yeah.
Where are we?
We're up here. So it's just south of the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
Happy holidays. I know signage is not, are you done, Catherine?
Yeah.
Okay, I know signage is not before us, but it sure would be nice to have a sign that says something like Spring Valley Township. We don't see Spring Valley Township in it. You know, I noticed that when I was driving here tonight. I don't know why it came to me, but it would be nice when, I know it's not before us, but it'd be nice if we could have a sign that says Spring Valley Township when you enter that space. It'd be nice to recognize our township a little bit more as we approve these signages going forward. That was all I had. So with that, would anybody care to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. With staff?
With staff.
I don't think there are any. But, oh no, there are staff conditions. Okay. You heard the motion. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Hearing none, we'll call for the question. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes unanimously. Thank you. And
thank you.
Can't wait to have it open. I can't wait to come to the grand opening.
Thank you.
Or the ribbon cutting or whatever we do. Throw a ball in? I'm not sure. And now that moves us to item number 3. And you're here for 3. Let me read it into the record. W is in William, S is in Sam, number 210545. Rainbow 26 LLC, holdover waivers of development standards for the following. 1, establish an alternative parking requirement. 2, allow a modified driveway design. And 3, reduce driveway approach and departure distances from the intersection. Design reviews for the following. 1, alternative parking lot landscaping. 2, a proposed shopping center. And 3, finished grade on 3.8 acres in a C1 local business, AE 60 zone, in the CMA designed overlay district, located on the east side of Rainbow Boulevard and the north side of Oquendo Road within Spring Valley. This is in Commissioner Mike Knapp's district. We'll come before the Board of County Commissioners on January 5th for possible action. And if you could give us your name and spell it and address, you can begin.
Yes, my name is Reza Alaiyi, P.O. Box 81873, Las Vegas 89180. Before I start, I would like to thank the member of the boards. If you remember me last time, you guys suggested to go back and work out the deficiencies with the staff, which we did. Thank you to him too. He also suggested.
Mm-hmm.
So the improvement is we reduced the total square foot from 55,000 to 47,700. So plus minus 8,000 square feet we reduced. In addition, we increased the parking from 193 to 203. So these are the two main things. The other improvement was staff were concerned about these. If you remember, we had 14 lift parking here, which they suggested all of it was behind this building, but they suggested to put it here. And we had more dense landscaping, so it's going to screen it, so nobody's going to see it. Although we believe it is not going to appear any against the environment, because the height of these are like 7'11" plus minus, and we are in the process of thinking a different kind of lift, which instead of coming up, it goes down. So if you can come across with that one, totally, it's going to be invisible. Besides that, I don't have anything else to add. We K kept similar look of the building. This is the look of the building as you see these two buildings. And the rest of those, that two buildings also is with similar attractive appearance. With that, if you have any question, I'd be more than happy to.
Thank you. And with that, is there any comments from the public? Seeing none, we'll go to the board. John?
Thank you for going back and working on it. I'm delighted to see that you guys worked it all out so that they're happy with what you did.
Yes.
I didn't fully understand what all the objections were before, and you didn't either, but clearly you could work it out, and that's great. So congratulations. Thank you. I have no questions. I just want to congratulate them for working the system out.
Okay. Catherine?
I understand that, I know last time when you came, you had 68 to live, and now you have 206 parking space, and then that would be quiet, and you would be at that. And you're going to put 12 more lift in there?
Yes.
I see. So,
the lift is going to be here. This is a rainbow. So the lift is going to be back there.
Oh, okay.
It is a landscape which
My
planner suggested to have more dense landscape here, so it's going to completely screen those.
But who's going to use the lift? The
only the employees.
Oh, okay.
Only the employees. It's not many.
If I'm going to go to shop, and you know, I have to have someone to do my lift and lift up my car, and I come out, I can't just get in the car and go.
If you do that, we have plus minus close to 75 employees.
Okay.
So we have only providing two of them.
Because they stay there all day.
Yes.
Okay.
And we have valet parking. So yeah, somebody's there to help them.
That makes a little bit more sense.
Yes.
Okay. Another question. Is there any way that you can make
Okay, Rodney, do you have anything?
No, no questions.
Oh, I'm sorry, Catherine, I thought you were done. You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
No.
Nothing. Rodney has nothing. You sure, Catherine? Because Rodney doesn't have anything. Okay. And I have noted that the staff did have some concerns at first around the throat depth and approach distance for the Oquendo Road, the commercial driveway, but the applicant to work with staff to provide a no left turn sign,
yes.
install a median to force traffic to make right turn only.
Right.
And so you don't have a problem with any of that, right?
That's right.
We can count on that happening.
If I may, Madam Chair,
yes.
Just so you're aware, staff has received a revised plan that shows the no left turn movement and the island on the plans that are in the file.
Oh, good.
That's already been met.
Great. Thank you. That's my own. You know, I'm really concerned about our throat depths, and I just took a picture this past weekend. I was down in congested area of Spring Valley where we have a lot of strip malls and businesses all around, and they were making a left turn in the McDonald's, and we don't have enough depth throws, and sure enough, you know, you have them backing up out of the drive-through into the street, blocking it because someone was making a left turn and couldn't get up in there, and now they're blocking that whole lane on this end. So it really distracted our traffic, and so that's why I'm so concerned about depth throat because of those kinds of situations. But you were able to work on that.
Yes, actually,
and so I appreciate that.
Thank you so much. But they call it pork chop, which I wasn't
pork chop?
Pork chop. Mm-hmm. That's what this is. Looks like pork chop. So really this
oh, forces yeah, those kind of, yeah.
to go this way. They cannot mm-hmm. turn this way mm-hmm. because this this curve is not allowing them to the left turn.
Well, thank you for working on that. I appreciate the improvement on that. And with that, anyone care to make a motion?
I move to approve with staff conditions.
Okay, heard the motion. Any discussion on the motion? No discussion. We'll call for the question. All those in favor of
aye.
That motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes unanimously.
Thank you so much.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and happy holidays to you too. And then that moves us to general business. So we are to approve 2022 Spring Valley Town Advisory Board meeting time.
Yeah, we set the schedule, just the time if you want to look to change it to...
To 6 p.m. So who would like to make that motion to change our meeting times for 2022 to 6 p.m. from 6:30 p.m.?
Also move.
Okay. The motion is to for the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board to begin their meetings in the calendar year 2022 at 6 p.m. as opposed to 6:30. So you heard the motion. We don't need to discuss this because we discussed it already. So we're going to move right to the question. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. That passes unanimously. Mark, I do have a housekeeping for you. We need to change our bylaws to reflect the 6 p.m.
I don't believe we do.
We don't?
Administrative Services is going over it, and they're going to let me know.
Okay.
Yeah, because I've met with them and told them, so.
Okay.
So we'll do whatever we need to do to make it.
Okay. Yeah, I think I'm almost certain we probably need to make sure it's changing our bylaws. So that we're operating within our bylaws. And with that, we will now move to comments by the general public. Any comments? No. With that, we will move to next meeting date, January 11th of 2022. That will be our next meeting. We will not meet on December 26th as originally scheduled. We have noticed that though, right, Mike? And
yep.
I see signs are put up. And
Carmen and I just went over the notice, and she'll have that put up.
Okay.
Posted on Tuesday.
Great. And we've also made sure we've been mentioning it at our last two meetings. So we shouldn't have anybody show up.
Chair, just so you know, staff has contacted every person applicant. I think we did it a week or two ago.
Okay.
Yes.
To let them know about the time change. And all of our forms were updated at that time.
Wonderful.
So
thank you.
Everybody was personally phone called and emailed.
Thank you. We appreciate your thoroughness. And with that, I move for adjournment. And the time is 7:07. Fastest meeting in my history. I like these meetings, Mike. Why can't we do more of these?